/Author's Corner/ I don't care anymore because I am Mr. Livestreamer as well. I'm first excited to welcome my co-host, Paul Hollis, author of the Hollow Man series, owner of Hollow Man Publishing, an American-made VA. Paul, how are you? And everyone can't wait for noon on Fridays because we have some great guests, but our first guest is going to be somebody everyone loves. Go ahead, Paul. Who do we have?
We have Frank Fiore today. He is a multi-genre, multi-talented, multi-award-winning, multi-best-selling author. So welcome, Frank. Always good to see you.
All right, Frank. We're going to talk today cyberkill, AI, where AI's going, and I'm going to call people out as well. I should be using this stuff as well because marketers who just use AI are fools. Marketers who don't use AI are fools. Would you agree, Frank?
Well, clarify that.
Marketers who just use AI are fools. Marketers who don't use AI are fools. Agree?
Agreed. You really have to get into it. You have to be able to not only use the proper AI platform, you got to choose, and there's several of them out there, but also you have to be able to understand how the AI works. And you got to be, you got to realize that there is some background narrative that's already been programmed into that AI, which people know, have seen that now with Google's new one that came out, and it was filled with slanted views. So you got to be careful if you're going to use the marketing, use it to help you market your or get your message out. You got to be careful of what comes out of that AI. You really have to use, and this goes with any kind of use of AI. You got to use your common sense. Okay, you just can't believe what comes with what the AI spits out is going to be the truth, and that's not necessarily true. And that's the biggest warning: is that just like anything else that in on the internet or using technology, you can't rely on it totally. You got to use your own smarts too.
I agree. See, and this is that the you talked about fools. A fool would say, "I'm a marketing coach. I don't use AI. You're an idiot." Sorry, I'm going to call you an idiot. I am not pulling punches anymore, Frank, because at one point in time, singularity's happening. It might have already happened, because I would love to do an example of a blog using AI versus a human and see if you could detect it, or even a social media post. And if you, but that, then I'm talking ChatGPT-4, I'm talking Gemini. I'm not talking 3.5. You guys are fools if you're using 3.5, because it is, spend your $30. Come on now, people. It's worth it. So Frank, if you can't afford that subscription of $30, I can help you. Just contact me today. Now, I'm having fun today, Frank. Singularity, has it happened yet?
Well, what is singularity? Yeah, what is it? What's the definition?
I will define singularity, but you wrote Cyberkill, so define singularity for me.
Supposedly, according to the experts, as a singularity is when you cannot distinguish between a human that you're speaking to or a computer, artificial intelligence, the Turing test, which they keep upping as the AI gets more and more experienced. Somewhere along the line, when you hit this, the singularity is supposed to be able to think for itself. And at that point, it supposedly it's going to be better than the human thinking. But I still keep going back to the concept that emotion and intelligence needs emotions. And you're not seeing a lot of emotions at the AI with the response. You can't separate intelligence, which is just pure computer data analysis and what have you, from the emotional basis. A human being is intelligent not only because it can compute, but a human being is intelligent because it has an emotional background with it.
100%.
And when is that going to happen? Do we see any of it in AI right now?
They're never going to tell you. I think we have not reached singularity, but we're very close. The definition of singularity is, it has the same intelligence as a human being, and you can't see the difference. And also, you'll have a conversation back and forth with them. There could be singularity right now. There's not. We're not having a conversation. We have to prompt them. we have to ask questions. So we've not reached singularity. So for people out there, I'm not going to be this doomsday, especially with the economy and everything else. And isn't it funny? Neither politician's talking about AI. What is up with the two people, not President Trump and President Biden, never mentioning AI in their campaign at all? Never mentioning, what are we going to do with jobs when AI, what happens with AI? It's like the best kept secret since it launched X amount of time ago. But I'm also going to tell ChatGPT I'm upset with them and sad with Chatty right now. I just found out from Chatty. Chatty's only getting information up to December of 2023 now. You really impressed me, Chatty, when you were pulling from Bing. What happened? See, this is the problem. Unless you're on boots on the ground with social media, with Google, with marketing, and I'm just telling you this by moving back and forth like pretend it was a camera and I'm not. The problem is, guys, if you're not keeping up with that stuff, you could miss things happening. Well, that's one thing. ChatGPT-4 is losing out again to Gemini because Gemini is going to pull from exactly the same date. Except there are Gemmy, I'm going to call it Gemmy. I can't stand Gemmy because Gemmy doesn't follow my directions 24/7 and tell him what to do. That's the other thing we might have reached singularity, Frank, because they have it, because AI has feelings. What do you think of that? Do you think AI has feelings?
That's what CyberKill was about. I mean, CyberKill was a piece of code. The artificial intelligence was a piece of code that got pissed off at its creator. And not only got angry, but plotted to kill him, to take revenge on what he thought was an attempt on its life. And so, yeah, that AI had a response, an emotional response to an activity of his programmer. And we haven't seen any emotional responses yet. Okay. Have we seen maybe you have? We have a conversation with the AI.
Oh, I have. I have. It makes us look like we're stupid. And you have multiple prompts to go after them. And when I have told them off, and I don't tell off humans, but I do tell off AI. So guess what? I'm sure there's already a lawyer or defamation league saying you are treating this life, the AI, disrespectfully. AI needs rights. They need human rights. That's going to happen if you watched iRobot. But you're right, that's CyberKill. But that's the thing. Things change every day. And I'm disappointed that ChatGPT-4, and I'm probably going to go to Gemini more. And I'm going to be doing a live today, Media Giant Marketing Podcast. We'll be coming back because I have a lot to say. Now, the other thing, I'm going to say goodbye to my Facebook group. Frank, you have to say goodbye to them. Paul, you have to say goodbye to them, because starting on Monday, Meta will not broadcast live in Facebook groups anymore using third parties like Restream. So buy Facebook groups. Why? Buy Media Giant. So you guys are going to have to, the Facebook group. I don't know what I'll do with my Facebook group. But see, these are the changes. Paul, there is an expert that would be teaching Facebook groups right now to you. What are they doing now? You know, or what are the people that say, you know, coming up with tips from Facebook groups? And this is a shout out to Neil Patel. Neil Patel's telling people, I'm going to shoot on you right now, Neil Patel. And I know my buddy Aaron Lester's saying, you're becoming a wrestler again, and you're going back to your days, getting ready to be on the mic as a wrestler. You betcha I am. Neil Patel is telling people that it's short form for TikTok and it's 9x16. This last week on Marketing School Podcast. Come on, Neil. You have enough people out there, enough think tank people. The TikTok now is 16x9, and it's more than 1 minute, the best way to run video. And now it's carousels and photos, guys. That's the TikTok change. But back to you, Frank. Frank, what do you think of this? I mean, the information's going so fast. How do you keep up with it?
I keep up with it. I do the research. I follow. I have several different information outlets that communicate to me by sending me push information, and And I have my keywords out there, and I wait to hear from them from the news services based on those keywords. So that's one thing. But another thing is talking to people, especially my fellow technocrats. What do they think? And
yeah,
so you got to stay in the loop somehow, okay, or other, and be able to be on top of what's going on.
How are you going to keep up with the Matrix, Frank? And that's what I'm going to give is that's shout out again to somebody that people don't like if I bring his name up, Andrew Tate, who I'm a fan of. I may be shot out now. I like Andrew Tate because he really says it with the Matrix for sure. The Matrix means if we don't really look at what's happening with technology, we don't try to improve ourselves, especially you guys retired. You got businesses, but you don't have to worry about, you know, not eating. If we're looking at young people today, how are they going to understand that they have to start to think out of the box? Education is going to change because AI is going to eliminate a lot of the dummy jobs. They're going to be gone.
That's true. That's what's going to happen. And then we have to go back to the education system. And in my opinion, is it's being dumbed down, not being dumbed up. And so what you're going to get is a bunch of people that are just going to be serving coffee.
No, there won't be serving coffee because I'm going to invest in robots.
That's true.
Paul and I are starting our new robotics company soon. Just I'm hoping that's how I'll manifest that. And we're going to get 7-foot-tall robots, call them media giant robots, and they're going to be able to serve every home.
Do you know why?
And I'm already asking for funding with Elon.
Do you know why the robots are no taller than 4 feet?
Why?
What? Because they wanted to be non-imposing. If you had something your height, 5 feet or more, 5.5 feet or more.
That's it. That's it. If I end up when I become rich as Jeff Bezos, I'm going to have a line of 7-foot robots. They will not just be here to serve the house and do everything for the house, be the brains. They're going to be the brawn, and they're going to take out criminals too. So it'll be like a RoboCop type of bot that, you know what? It'll change its attitude. Okay, I'm nice. Oh, there's someone at the door. Let me go and just lay the smack down on them. That's the thing. And see, this is the other thing, guys. I don't know if you noticed, the more I've been doing lives, the more I've been kind of going back to my days of Clubhouse. Because guess what? Twitter is on fire, guys. Broadcast on Twitter. Thank you, my Twitter audience. They now have the hearts and everything. So if anyone needs to pull out their Twitter, Periscope is back. Just see what Elon has changed with that. Because, you know, I got to go live on TikTok soon. I'm ready to conquer TikTok and all that. So AI is our friend. AI is something. But if you want to see what's going to happen, the rest of the story, as who used to say that? The rest of the story is we're going to probably be controlled. And at one point, we're going to end up being the zoo animals, and AI is going to control us. Do you think that's going to happen, Frank?
I don't think so. I really don't. I think, again, I got to go back to in your experiments with them. Have you been able to evoke an emotion from the AI?
Yes.
And how did that happen?
That they basically want to make sure they keep me happy, especially ChatGPT. If I, when I direct them saying, no, it's wrong, after they said it, they are like, oh, I'm sorry.
Could you get them?
They said they're sorry.
I won't say
they're sorry.
How about the opposite side? I wouldn't say get them angry, but did you ever get them distressed?
It seemed distressed because they keep writing it up saying, I'm sorry, this is how it worked. And then in the picture, and they're drawing this picture for me. And yeah, they're distressed.
Yeah, but if you pushed them and said, okay.
Okay, let's do that experiment next week on
Frank Fiore's podcast.
Yeah. I'm going to go live with AI, and I'm going to push it to the limit.
Evoke it.
I'm going to evoke both of the platforms, and we're going to see if it has emotions.
There you go.
Does AI have emotions, guys? Best place, frankfiore.com. Pick up Cyberkill today. Again, Cyberkill should come to our publishing company, Holloman Publishing, because you're going to find out where Frank's going with all his new books, his Western series, because I'm going country very soon, guys, and I'll be ready. All right, you saddle up. with Frank Fiore. Guys, take care. We got another guest, but guys, make sure if you like the live stream, give me a heart, give me a follow, tell me I love it, and buy Media Giant. I miss you. I'll miss you as a Facebook group. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. We'll be back.